Everybody did such a great job. You did such a fantastic job. Oh, I wish I was that good at singing. Great guitar playing, everything else. Amazing. Story reading. Well, I am going to read about the birth of Jesus in the New Living Translation. So, yes, I have gotten rid of the these and the thous so that we can all understand it. But I want to start in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. And it's very good. I like Matthew's his account of Jesus. There's also in Luke, which is very good. But it talks a lot about Elizabeth and Mary's relationship and John the Baptist, which is good. You need to read that also. But like Matthew, and it says here, it says, this is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you will name him. What do you think you should name him? You guys are just smart as whips tonight. Wow. For he will save his people from their sins. All this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which means what? God is with us. And when Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife, but he did not know her until the son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus, just like he was supposed to. Jesus was born in, where was Jesus born? Oh, it's incredible. Bethlehem in Judea. During the reign of King Herod, about that time, some wise men from the eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it arose. We've come to worship him. King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. And he called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of the religious law and asked, where's the Messiah that's supposed to be born? In Bethlehem in Judea, they said, for this is what the prophet wrote, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the ruling cities of Judah. For a ruler will come from you who will be a shepherd for my people Israel. Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them that the time of the star first appeared. Then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And then when you find him, come back to tell me so that I can come and worship him too. I don't think so. And after this interview, the wise men went on their way. And the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem, and it was ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. Why do you think they were filled with joy? Who was there? Who was it? You said earlier, Joseph was there too, but Jesus was there, right? Exactly. See, I took the words right out of your mouth, didn't I? And they entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him, and they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And it was a time to leave. They returned to their own country by another route, before God had warned them of the dream not to return to Herod. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, and he said, get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother. And the angel said, stay there, and I will tell, and when I will tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother. And they started there until Herod's death. And this fulfilled what the Lord had spoke through the prophet, I called my son out of Egypt. Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in around Bethlehem that were 2 years and under, and based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance. And Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God had spoken to the prophet Jeremiah. A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. And when Herod died, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Get up. He likes saying that, doesn't he, every time? Get up. And the angel said, take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, because those who were trying to kill the child are dead. So Joseph got up and returned to the land of Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he had learned that the new ruler of Judah was Herod's son Archelaus, he was afraid to go there. Then after being warned in a dream, he left for the region of Galilee. That's why he's a Galilean. And so the family went and lived in the town of Nazareth. This fulfilled what the prophets had said, he will be called a Nazarene. And that is the short story of Jesus. And then there's all kinds of wonderful things to be continued after that. All right. And then we have gifts and food, which I'm sure nobody's interested in at all. But I'm going to let Pastor Adrian take it over for you.